Hello and good morning. You're listening to Ben and Josh on the morning after.
You're also listening to Dylan Freighter. Good morning.
Hello. Oh. Now can you hear it? Now can you?
Yep.
Hey, there it is. Sorry.
That's it was a behind the scenes moment.
Behind the scenes moment.
It was very, very funny.
Sorry about
good
that.
Good morning, Dylan Freighter. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How
are
you guys doing?
Oh, amazing. And hey, we're keeping on our toes. Of course, we are talking about the upcoming gig at the Dark Room, Mental Health and Peer Support Trust. You guys are raising money for. So what can we expect heading down to the Dark Room on July the 7th?
Yes, sure. So we've got four bands playing, all for the Mental Health and Peer Support Trust, which should be just a really cool gig. We've got Mudbelly from Christchurch are doing a kind of a stripped back version of their live set,
mm-hmm.
which should be really cool. They're obviously a bit more of a heavy band, so it's mm-hmm. going to be really cool to see what they do in that vein.
Mm-hmm.
Got a band called Just Another June, who are another Christchurch act. Levy Evil, who's a solo artist, mm-hmm. and myself.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And so you'll be playing stuff from your most recent debut album, which came out this year, From Winter to Winter. I guess what's it been like having that album out and getting to, you know, play it live and fun stuff like that?
Yeah. So it came out August last year. So it's been out for a little while now. But I've just found playing it live has been just more cathartic than actually even releasing the album
mm-hmm.
itself. There's something that's just really unique and special when you get to kind of translate the music into a live platform, a live setting.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, bringing it to this stage and bringing it live has been probably even more enjoyable than the process of making the album.
Oh, wow.
Which should actually, yeah, it took a long time to put that record together.
Mm-hmm.
It was done over, goodness me, I think it was almost like 5 years. so yeah, to actually be out and playing it live, it's very freeing.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, at that point, the album is all of ours, you know, you're sharing with everyone. That's really cool. You're, of course, raising money for the Mental Health and Peer Support Trust. What inspired
yep.
the fundraising of it all?
Yeah, good question. I definitely have a big passion for mental health. I've obviously had my own experiences with mental health
mm-hmm.
Issues in the past, and I think coming through and out of that has sort of given me an empathy that has made me really want to put to service that experience I had into the world, into a better platform. So, yeah, I've... Really, been passionate about working in that kind of just not professionally or anything like that, but just doing what I can to help. So when I was told about the Mental Health and Peer Support Trust in Christchurch and the work they're doing, especially with people who are dealing with PTSD and that kind of thing, the idea just came to me that why don't we do a bit of a fundraiser for them, and kind of just snowballed from there, really.
Very cool. No, that's really awesome. So, yeah, I mean, I was going to ask how you got involved with them, but I guess you've answered that. You just kind of, you know, did. And that's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's what we need. So you'll also be playing some new stuff as well, or at least that's what the event has told me. You'll be debuting new material.
Yeah.
What's it like, I guess? You know, there must be a different experience, you know, playing a song to a live audience that's you've already released and, you know, you've already kind of put out into the world. What's it like, you know, playing stuff for a live audience where it's like no one's heard this before?
Yeah. I don't really know, because I haven't actually played a lot of these. There's not many tunes that are new that I'm playing, but the ones that I am playing, I haven't actually played to anyone. So, I don't know. I'm so used to hearing them that I guess I forget that other people haven't heard them. In the same regard, a lot of the music that I've already released, a lot of people haven't heard that music either. So I think the whole sound and the whole set list is probably going to be quite fresh to people.
Right on.
But yeah, it's exciting for me to be releasing new music because it's like not only like expressing my new creative realm, it's also showing where I am in my life now, you know? So it's like I find that music is one of those things that just really staples and pinpoints you to a certain point in your life, and then when you move on from that stage of your life, I guess it's why it's quite cathartic, because it really outlines where you were at that time. So now, playing new music, you know, different stage of life, different feel.
Amazing. And you, as you say, we'll flesh that out a little bit more, how chronicling your life through music must totally make it obvious, I guess, how you've changed. So comparing from winter to winter with your new stuff, what are some changes you're already seeing? And yeah, I guess differences in yourself, your past self.
Totally. Well, yeah, so winter to winter was obviously such a kind of a murky, grey, brittle, winter-based album. You know, all the songs on From Winter to Winter were written in connection with winter as well. Mm-hmm. So I didn't put anything on that album that I didn't feel related to winter. So the new stuff, it just feels to me like it's finally the arrival of sun in my musical journey. So it's brighter, it's less brittle and more flourished.
Beautiful.
But, you know, that's just the way I feel it is. I think it's going to be interesting to see if other people get that from it. Maybe they won't. Because some people get, you know, almost summery vibes from some of the songs on winter. So who knows? But for me, it's coming out of that season and into a brand new season. I think it's reflected in the music, but we'll see.
Totally.
Very cool. It's very exciting.
You're a Wellington-based artist, so what is so cool about Christchurch?
Well, I haven't actually been to Christchurch No, I've been.
Okay, cool.
We gasped.
Don't worry, I've been there. But I haven't actually been there in, I think, like 17, 18 years.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm looking forward to coming down, man. I'm really looking forward to it. Like, I want to see Christchurch. I want to get stuck in and see what's going on there. And so I've been wanting to come back. I've never played in Christchurch. I did a tour a while back, but for some reason didn't get to Christchurch. So guess I'm playing there.
Very exciting.
Very cool.
Yeah. And hey, it's an entirely new city. What, 18 years?
Yeah. That's what people have been saying. Like, it's it's like I'll be coming to see a new city. So, man, it's exciting.
Very cool. Well, we're very excited to have you in our wonderful city. Where can people go to get their tickets for the show happening on the 7th? So that's Wednesday. Yes.
Yeah, this Wednesday. So we're just doing door sales for this one.
Perfect.
It's just $10. Yep.
A cheeky tuna.
We made the ticket price quite low because we decided that we wanted to just make it available for everybody. $10 on the door, if possible cash, we'll get you in. And come on down at 8:30, that's when we're kicking off.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, man.
Yeah, well, make sure to head on down to the Duck Room on July the 7th. Levi Evil, Just Another Dune, Mudbelly, and of course Dylan Freighter. Thank you so much for coming onto the show this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, man.
I will walk deeper into